gets old in the Jaguars locker room. The Jaguars celebrate after a 21-13 win over the Tennessee Titans on Thursday Night Football. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, JP Shadrick with Jeff Loggeman. They celebrate that way, Jeff. We celebrate with matching shirts.
Well, hey, we look good, don't we? But, you know, the best part is, JP, is that it's always easier to do things like this after the team has positive results. And there's no better way to get that on national television.
A fantastic night at Everbank Field last night, but it wasn't
You know what? And it was the other thing that I thought was very impressive is that, you know, we actually saw the scoreboards kind of at the beginning of the preseason at night, but we really never saw it to where they hit their groove. And I mean, last night had an incredible appeal just because of the scoreboards at night. It was with the sunset and then the scoreboards, it was pretty magical.
Great scene. Yeah. It wasn't a great scene for the Jaguars offense early. The Jags, the first four drives, only had one first down. Three and outs, but then the game turned late in the first half. The last drive, the Jags had to go all the way down the field. Bortles runs a couple of times, and they score on Lewis. And then start the second half with a touchdown drive, too. First time in a long time with back-to-back touchdown drives.
Well, in the first four possessions, Blake Bortles was clearly struggling. And in order for them to find some type of rhythm offensively, they hand the ball off to Toby Gerhardt on the second and nine, and he looks like Earl Campbell. He runs through the arms of Carl Klug, steps over a defensive back, and gets the first down. And you're like, okay, here they go, you know. And they were able to build on that. And that was probably the most impressive thing. Of all the negative that happened in the first half on those first four possessions, to be able to put one drive together, then to come out in the second half and continue to build on that was great because, you know, the 21 points that they scored – they got him without the help of any takeaways by the defense.
That's right. What does it say about Blake Bortles to go through what he went through in the pregame, the warm-up, all week of practice with the right foot sprain, to come out and play like he did? You know, he wasn't great through the air in terms of the stats, but huge on the ground when they needed
it. Well, and one of them was that third nine on that first drive there, the one that really started the scoring for them. And we're talking to Red Bryant after the game on radio, and he was just, you know, being so praiseful of Blake Bortles and the toughness that he showed and the competitive nature that he showed. And for a young quarterback to do that to a veteran guy like Red Bryant, and if he impresses Red Bryant, I'm impressed.
Defensively, you mentioned Red Bryant, but there's young guys that flash. Telvin Smith had 15 tackles in this game. Aaron Colvin had a couple of really nice plays in the game, and overall, a strong defensive effort.
Yeah, and it didn't have a lot of flash, you know, but it had some really solid plays. And another guy I would point out, Jonathan Cyprian, had a pass defense in the end zone that held him to a field goal, had maybe his biggest hit of the year going into the south
That's
end
right.
zone. And then, of course, send Derek Marks got the sack at the end of the game to close it out. And I think everybody was hugging him to try to get a little bit of that celebratory incentive money.
Yeah. We owe him a hug, too, actually.
But I'll give him a hug for a little dinner.
That's right. So the Jags win at 21-13. And, of course, this is Friday. So we'll talk to you next week before all that.
We'll do that.
That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars.